Listening to WCNO Palm City.
I had a $20,000 chain. I had Rolexes. I had everything. $15,000 pool table. I had quads, jet skis, motorcycle. I had a 1,000 Mercedes. Back in the, I had everything. A 1931 Chevy with suicide doors. And
what are suicide doors?
Well, the doors are open like the Bentleys, like that.
Oh, the backwards.
The backward doors. And I had everything. But I was,
but you know what? There's young people who need to hear this today. Because you see on Instagram and Facebook, I see these videos all the time. And I'll see this guy will have a big boat. It might be, you know, it's you know, $500 million boat. And he's got all these girls with these bathing suits that almost show everything. And what I do is I always text in there and I say, hey, girls, if you think that's a real man, get out of there. Go somewhere, go to church, meet a nice young man, get married, have a family, because wealth is not some big boat or some car or some whatever it is, right?
Well, this is the way I look at it. Back in the days, I used to say one thing, that you find more cotton on a bottle of aspirin than in a girl's bathing suit. Think about it. There's more cotton
on
an aspirin bottle than what girls wear on bathing suits.
I know.
So that was back in the day, so imagine now.
But you felt empty inside. There was nothing there. You realized you had it all. And people need to hear that story. Because it's a demonic thing, this love of money. Jesus didn't say money was evil, but he said the love of money was the root of all evil.
Well, like you said, it was the root of all evil. You could be a gambler, you could be a thief, you could be a gangbanger, you could be a drug dealer. You can be whatever it is, but when you're involved in the root of all evil, that's the love of money.
Mm.
That's when you're trapped. That's what the devil did to me. Just how the devil, the spirit took Jesus to a mountain, and the devil said, if you worship me, I'll give you this kingdom. That's what the devil did. He gave me the kingdom of the root of all evil, the love of money. I couldn't get out because of the power of the fame, and I was empty inside. And I met these Canadians. They were Christians on their honeymoon. But I was married and I had 5 girlfriends besides my wife. And I told them, look, man, I'm 32 years old. I'm a multimillionaire. I'm one of the biggest drug kingpins in the United States. I got everything a man wants, but I'm empty. And I think I'm going to lose everything. And he goes, why don't you come upstairs and let me read the Bible? And I went upstairs. Another Canadian guy there was open.
Well, why did you come clean to these complete strangers?
I just met him in the ocean that day. And I don't know.
So you're swimming in the ocean, you just said, I feel I have all this and I'm empty on the inside.
Yeah, they were swimming in the ocean and they came out of the sand and it's in the book.
Then they can find the book, right? From being a drug lord to serving the Lord for
yeah,
this
go to
reason.
My website.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so then what happened was that they took me upstairs and they read me the Bible. It said, thou shalt not commit adultery. And right there, the Holy Spirit convicted me of sin. I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I asked him to forgive me for my sins. And I said, Father, I know in my heart you raised your son from the dead. I surrender my heart and my life to you in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray, amen. But there's one thing.
You can slow down. You talk so fast. Calm down.
There's one thing I want to tell you that.
Yes.
When my mom gave her life to the Lord, she used to take me to church. And my favorite verse is Philippians 4:13. I can do everything through Christ who gives me the strength. And at 7 years old, I prayed to God one Wednesday night. And my mom brought me home from church. And I prayed to God, God, I want to be the first one to die in my family. I don't want to suffer the death of my mom, my dad, or my brother. I want to die first. But I want you to use me one day big in your ministry. At 7 years old, I prayed that. And you know what? My prayer was answered.
Well, not really. You lost your brother. But
yes, but guess what? My second prayer was answered because I could have been dead in jail, overdose running from the law. and God used me greatly for his ministry. I gave my testimony in TBN. I went to Cuba, Venezuela, Dominican Republic. I even went to Medellin, Colombia, where Pablo Escobar came out at 32 years old to preach, to give the testimony how Christ could change a drug lord like me. And here I am, 26 years later, still giving the testimony of what Christ has done in my life.
Did you ever end up having to do any jail time?
Only in Oklahoma. I did 7 days.
Well, for what?
It's in the book. My mom cried one day. I came home to her house and got on her knees. And they didn't want to let me go. And I looked down and she was crying. She was, leave Miami. I'm tired of people knowing that you sell drugs. And there's a pastor in Oklahoma that says if you go up there, he'll help you. And I gave up everything and I went to Oklahoma. But I took my phone. Nobody had phones back then. It was a briefcase. But every Wednesday when the shipment of drugs would come in from Colombia, my Colombians would call me. And I would call my black friends in Atlanta, Georgia, and St. Petersburg to meet me in Miami. And I would wake up in the morning while the pastors were sleeping. I lived in the same building, but three buildings in the development. I would go to Bill Rogers Airport in Oklahoma. From there, I would go to, straight to Miami. I would leave the airport at 7:45, get here at 12:45. I would sell the drugs. I'd tell the Colombians to take me back to the airport. At 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, I would get there like 4 o'clock. I would go to the malls, buy shoes, buy clothes, spend like $1,000 because I knew the pastor would go by my house and look at to see where I was. And they would ask, what were you doing? I would say, oh, I was just buying clothes and going around the malls. But they didn't know that every week I was selling drugs. And what happened was that I named Oklahoma like the song of Guns N' Roses, this is a paradise where the grass is green and the girls are pretty. Because I was by OU campus, Oklahoma Sooner. All the girls were blonde with blue eyes. It was a beautiful place. I met a guy in the pool. He saw the tag that said Florida of a forerunner I had. And he says, I know you're Cuban, and I know about Scarface, and I know the Cubans have the best cocaine in Miami. Little did you know that he used to sell cocaine in Oklahoma. And the story short is, I gave him a little bit. He got busted, turned me in, and I got caught for. They were giving me from 15 to life, never to come out.
You were given 15 to life?
Yeah, in Oklahoma, I had a zero tolerance, and through God, on the seventh day. The second day I was there, I opened the Bible and said, only Luke is with me. Bring me Mark.
Said what? Only?
Only Luke is with me. Bring Mark because he's profitable for me for the ministry. I think it's 2 Timothy 4:13. And then in Romans, I forgot the verse what it was. It says, neither can they accuse you or approve what they have accused you of. That's what Paul was in jail. And on the seventh day, I came out and... I came back to Miami.
You came out. And how'd you get out? What happened?
I bonded out. They gave me a bond. First of all, they got me with 15 to life, no bond. And then the seventh day and a Sunday, I opened a little Bible, and they said, neither can they approve you or accuse you of what they have you for. When I read the little Bible verse on the Bible, and right there, a guard came, and he goes, Santi Benez, they lower your bond from trafficking to possession to intent, $10,000. And I bonded myself, and I came back to Miami. And that's the only time I went to jail.
Are you still wanted back there, or is that done?
No. Statute of limitation is 7 years. Oh. And that happened when I was 23 years old. I did seven times. I went into a deferred verification, and that record got sealed and everything. They didn't know who I was. I was a big drug kingpin. I only got caught for 6 grams of cocaine that I sent from Miami through the mail to Federal Express. One of our friends that used to play for a Cuban band, and he sent it on one of those CDs. Remember those little... tape cassette?
Yeah.
He sent the cocaine in there to the guy that was selling cocaine in Oklahoma, and he got busted and he turned me in. But they didn't find out who I was here.
There can't be much cocaine in a little cassette.
No, it was only 6 grams of cocaine. Yeah. But they had zero tolerance. That's the first time I got busted. 15 to life, no bond. And still, I came out, and after 3 months going to church, I promised God that I was going to consecrate my life, but the power was so heavy that I went back.
Now, by the way, you keep mentioning your book for this reason, from being a drug lord to serving the Lord. You keep saying, it's in the book, it's in the book. Some people are afraid to tell stories in the book because they're afraid people won't buy the book if you tell it all. But actually, it's just the opposite. The more you tell, the more they're going to want to read it and read things that you're not, because you can't possibly tell everything in an hour interview. But I'm overwhelmed with so much. There is a website. It's Marcos, that's Marcos Santibanez, that's SANTIBANEZ.com. So MarcosSantibanez.com. And this is a ministry that you have now. So with everything that's happened to you, what kind of ministry are you doing now?
Well, when I gave my life to Christ, like I said, I gave my testimony in TBN, 5 radio station. I went to Cuba, Venezuela, Dominican Republic, Medellin, Colombia. And I became a chaplain. I used to preach at TGK in Miami. And I was a chaplain here at Sago Palm Reentry in Pahokee. And we did the book. We're trying to make it in.